Hey folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. This is a Fluff 2 edition. I'm with Ron Partain. Is there more to the story with TikTok? And I've been talking to quite a few people. I've been reading some articles. Ron, you agree with me, correct? That there has to be a lot more to this story. I think there's going to be a lot of other social media platforms that are going to benefit from this, and we're probably behind this. I'm just
That's
going to read
awesome.
this out right now that rivals such as Meta could benefit from the bill if it becomes law. 60% of TikTok users could shift to Meta's Instagram and Facebook if TikTok went dark. And I'm going to bet also YouTube will benefit. Thanks for joining me, Ron.
My pleasure. Sorry. And I think YouTube is already going that direction with their shorts.
Yeah, right.
YouTube's already been planning for that with their shorts. So, and you look at what Instagram is essentially the same thing. It's just shorts. And I mean, that is the TikTok model, right? Although, I think there's an element of truth to the fact that TikTok is owned by the CCP or China, some sort of government entity in China. But I don't know if that's the main, I don't know if
I
that's
don't
the
think
main
that's it.
issue.
I don't think that's it. I've talked to my guy, my agent over there at YouTube, and he's telling me, like, if TikTok goes away, YouTube will benefit greatly.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
the only thing holding YouTube accountable right now, and probably why they're not censoring and as much is because of what I understand TikTok. So they're holding a lot of other platforms accountable, whether they're CCP owned or not. They're holding other platforms very much accountable. And as Meta, it says here TikTok users would shift to Meta's Instagram, Facebook if TikTok went dark in the US. Google would also benefit.
Well,
So we know how these things get pushed through.
this is the corporatocracy, man. This is the business. The people in the United States, they want to be able to control it, and they can't control. See, TikTok is not controllable as much as, YouTube or anything Meta. Those are, it's already proven that Meta, is in working in conjunction with three letter agencies,
Yeah.
so it's like, I mean, come on. So th that you're not going to get that
And they
same
were
sort of
also behind the big you know what of 2020. So,
100%, but they don't have that same level of cooperation with TikTok. So if they can neutralize TikTok, then they can force people to come back into the things that they have a little bit more control of. So it's very possible that it's a censorship issue, and combined with the fact that it's a market share issue.
strategy too, because we're coming into the you know what of the 24 of November, but they do have 9 months to arrange a
Maybe.
sale, right? They have 9 months, yeah, exactly. 9 months to arrange a sale, and that takes us into January. We would coincide with the inauguration if Mr. T got in, and they're hoping that Mr. T will turn it around. In a statement, TikTok said it is unfortunate that lawmakers are using the cover of important foreign and humanitarian assistance to once again jam through a ban bill that would trample the free speech rights of 170 million Americans, devastate 7 million businesses, and shutter a platform that contributes $24 billion to the US economy annually. $24 billion annually. An internal memo obtained by CBS News, TikTok executive Michael Beckerman called the legislation unconstitutional and warned that the company will pursue a legal challenge once it's signed by President Joe Biden. At the stage that bill is signed, we will move to the courts for a legal challenge, Beckerman, head of public policy for America's at TikTok, wrote. We'll continue to fight as this legislation is a clear violation of the First Amendment rights of TikTok users. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think there's a little bit of truth to that. This is something that impacts the entire country. So the First Amendment would be in play, and it is what do they say? Half the people in the country get the news from TikTok.
Yeah,
And
that's
if they
big.
don't, it's huge. And if there's not nearly as much censorship, especially in the United States, well, let's think about it. So, and if they want chaos to be in, if they want chaos to reign, then they are going to allow more things to be said on TikTok than would be able to be said on FluffTube or
Right, or Meta.
Instagram or Meta, right?
Right. Highly censored.
Yeah.
Which, the two real big competitors for FluffTube and Meta and Instagram were is X and TikTok. I mean, it was massive competition. Now take away TikTok, which all the kids are on. I mean, how many users are on that? 170 million Americans. 7 million businesses, man. I mean, 24 billion to the US economy. That's enormous.
It is.
A massive stake in the heart, man. That's a death blow. I don't even
Well,
know where to go from there.
I don't know how you feel about this, but I feel like in the conservative space, Rumble and some of the other lesser known platforms, I feel like there's a rug pull coming.
Yeah, I
I
do too.
feel like anything that we've done on from a conservative standpoint, I mean that's what happened when they pulled everybody off of FluffTube, right? I mean,
Yeah. Yeah.
all of the
And that's my
people.
fear is that they're going to get ready to do that again, and they need TikTok out of there so they can do what they want, is what I'm saying. That's where my fear is coming from.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's coming, and they're trying to corral everybody. Oh, there you are. Yeah, I didn't see that. They're trying to corral everybody into these just these one or two platforms that are controllable.
Yes, hurting the people, and they need to eliminate these platforms like TikTok. I don't know what they're going to do with X, but TikTok is way bigger than X, right? I mean, and it's really it rivals YouTube. I mean, take out your competition and you're good. I mean, they've successfully done that now, but we still have nine. They have 9 months to sell. So,
I feel, you know what I feel like, and I don't know, maybe I'm tripping, but I feel like X and True Social are at some point in the future are going to merge. I don't know
why?
how
Because Elon met with
that would work, huh?
Elon did meet with Trump. I mean, he was there at Mar I think at Mar-a-Lago, correct?
Yeah, I think there's going to be something that happens in the future where they come together. What that looks like, I don't know. But X is a wild card, and I don't know. I don't know what to think there. But in terms of Meta and YouTube, there's man, that's. It is absolutely controllable. I mean, look at how we have to parse our words just to get a point across. I mean, we have to speak in code. It's
Yeah, we have to speak in code on here.
ridiculous.
There is something going on with Elon Musk and Trump. I mean, they have been meeting quite a bit. I think they've had a couple of meetings already. Elon Musk says Trump came by while he was eating breakfast and not asked for money. And we know that True Social, I mean, now he's how much is Donald Trump worth with Truth Social now?
I'm not sure, but I know True Social is big,
It's like gonna,
and
yeah.
I know that Truth is Truth has a has acquired quite a bit of market share,
Yeah. But
especially.
they're obviously in discussion. They're in talks. I mean, something's going on.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, everything that we're talking about is prognostication. We don't
Yeah.
know. It's but I feel like something's coming there. I do feel like X is going to expand quite a bit of the things that they're doing so that they have a they can in, kind of include or fill some of the void that is was created when by Fluff2 because of their policies.
Right.
I feel like X is opening it up a little bit, but still, say what you want. X is a whole lot more free to say the things that you want to say than Fluff2, but it's not totally free, I mean, there are people that have been banned.
Rumble right now, I haven't been able to upload for the last 3 days. I don't know
Dude.
what's going on. I just contacted one of the guys from Rumble. I'm like, what's going on? He goes, yeah, this is nationwide. This is big. So
I
they're
can't
obviously,
do.
the Rumble's getting attacked right now, I think. So that's what they told me. I don't know if anyone else out there is having problems with Rumble, but I can't upload.
Dude, I can upload videos, but I can't go
Have you tried
live.
today? Have you tried today?
I can't go live.
That's what I'm saying. There's and my site, ninoscorner.tv, gets attacked every day. I mean, I have tech guys on this stuff every day. But I think Rumble's suffering a massive attack right now because I just reached out to one of the guys that represents them. So I don't know. I mean, this is getting bad. We're coming into November. They want to control the narrative. They want to control the conversation. This is a huge death blow to TikTok. I think there's a lot more behind this than people even realize. But as long as they can push the excuse of communist China, then people will run with that, and they're like, "Oh, we'll see. They're out for our best interest." And I think that's not the case. I think this platform, TikTok, was holding everyone else accountable: Meta, Instagram, FluffTube.
Well, in terms of, I think the Rumble issue and the TikTok issue are definitely separate. I don't even think they're linked.
Right.
But
Yeah. Right.
talking about Rumble for a second, number one, I can't go live. I've tried multiple times to do live shows and I can't. It will not allow me to create a live. It just gets stuck in submitting. That's it. And it won't let me play
How long has that been happening for you?
since yesterday. I had I've had people in the comments section say, "Dude, where are you? And are you okay? Because I can't go live."
So this is since yesterday.
Well, and but I've been having some difficulty. Like when I upload a video, it gets stuck. It just says submitting,
Yeah, that's what mine does.
and it just will stay there.
Something's
So it's
going on.
weird. So but and the point that I was going to make there is, if Rumble is getting attacked, Rumble's not getting attacked by China, because
Right.
Rumble would be the conservative element, right? And Rumble's not getting attacked by China. The conservative element is going to be the chaos creator, the counterbalance to
It
what
looks to me like
Fluff2
they're
is.
making a, yeah, I think they're making a move right now, Ron. I think the powers that be are making a move
I
so they
agree.
can control the narrative coming into November. That's what I think is right now. I
I
think
don't
they're making
disagree with
a
that.
move. Yeah, and I think people are gonna get really upset with Rumble, and pissed off. And I think this is an attack. I think
But
so
dude,
you haven't been able to go
look.
live since yesterday with Rumble.
Yeah. So this is small, and it's, I mean, it's it well, it's not small. Man, I don't make much money on this, but I mean, I do. They send me a couple of checks, and it's not very big. But the checks that they send me are Canadian checks. I can't deposit them in the United States.
What?
Yeah,
That's
I can
Rumble.
get paid. I can't get paid on Rumble. They've sent me probably, I don't. It's not a lot of money, but anything that I've received in terms of like monetary compensation from Rumble, I have not been able to cash since like last, don't know. I never really made anything until the first compensation I got from them was like, I think October of last year, and I've received like three checks. Like they don't even pay
Yeah,
out
they
once
hardly
you
ever
reach a
send me a
certain
check. It's always
threshold.
just a few $100.
Right. And
Yeah.
and
People are always
whenever
like, go to Rumble, go to Rumble. I'm like, dude, I can't make money on there. I don't get any,
yeah.
they don't ever send me a check.
Right.
It's like, my
But
click here, look at this.
I refuse to have PayPal, so they send me physical checks, but they're Canadian
Yeah.
checks. And I went to go deposit it, and they said, "Well, we can deposit this, but we have to take it like a collection, and then we have to hope we get paid from the Canadian bank, and it takes like 8 weeks." And I'm like, "What?" Yeah. So.
So it says here, if TikTok is sold, who might buy it? Likely bidders include Microsoft, Oracle, or private equity groups, according to Wedbush Securities analyst Dan Ives, former Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. How do you say that name? Mnuchin?
Mnuchin.
Mnuchin. Okay, Mnuchin. Also told CNBC in March that he planned to assemble an investment group to bid for TikTok. Wow.
Well, you know who Mnuchin was?
Congressman, right? Or who was he?
No, he
Secretary?
was the treasury. He was Trump's treasury secretary.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Correct. Thank you. However,
Yeah.
I think ByteDance would be unlikely to sell TikTok with its core algorithms, the vital software that provides video recommendation to users based on their interest and viewing habits. The value of TikTok would dramatically change without the algorithms and makes the ultimate sale divestiture. Divestiture? What is it?
Divestiture.
Divestiture of, thanks for teaching me how to read, Ron, of TikTok, a very complex endeavor with many potential strategic financial bidders waiting anxiously for this process to kick off. Man, people
Well,
are, I mean,
it
waiting.
wouldn't be worth anything if they can't get the, I mean, the benefit
Right, but
to
that's not
the,
the objective here. I think they just wanted to take them out. That's
I agree with that.
the objective. Who cares if they're worth
I
it? They
agree
don't
with
care.
that.
They're just like, nah. We got to control the narrative. That's what I see going on here. And they're gonna prosper anyway, because look, 60% of TikTok users would shift to Meta's Instagram and Facebook if TikTok went dark in the US. Google would also benefit. So they're gonna benefit 100%. Well, it says here 60% of TikTok users would go there. I mean,
Side,
so
just I just want to say something really quick. I was taught this recently. Because you're talking about Google here, and I'm going to tell your audience, man, that just this little nugget will help you. Go search Yandex. Actually, do me a favor. Open up a new tab and type in Yandex, YANDEX.com. Just humor me.
oh, you want me to?
Yeah, it's a, you're sharing your screen.
Okay,
Go
type in what?
Yandex, YANDEX.com. There you go. Click on that. That's a Russian search engine.
Okay.
Type something in. I mean, you're on FluffTube, so you got to be careful what you actually put on the
Yeah,
screen. I mean,
right. Could I
that's
even
how
put this on
asinine it
there?
is. What's that?
Can I even put this on there on Fluff?
Yeah, you should be able to. I mean, we're not talking about anything crazy, but this is just don't, instead of using DuckDuckGo or one of the, use this. And just watch what happens when you type in a search term. Watch what happens. It's you're going to be like shocked.
I
I mean,
mean,
that's a rather
I could
benign.
probably put something in here, but I don't want to do it on FluffTube.
Right, that's my point. You don't want to do
Okay, so
that.
just folks, you do it yourself.
But yeah, but I mean, just play around with that, and you'll be like, "Holy crap! You'll thank me later."
Okay. Well, I know that there's a lot more to this story, and I wanted to put this out there for my audience and things that make you go, because there's look who stands to profit from this. It's going to be Meta, and it's going to be Instagram, Facebook, FluffTube, Google. I mean, they're the ones that stand to profit from this. So there's a lot more to this story that they're not telling you. And as long as they can push it under the guise of, oh, China. I mean, why didn't we stop their balloons? Their balloons were all over the place.
Well, they are, like I said, they are making us think that China is this big bad
Wolf.
enemy, big bad wolf, but they are a paper tiger. Their bark is way more than their bite, and they are, I don't believe that they are nearly the military powerhouse that they want us to believe they are. I don't think they're nearly as
Well, I
big.
don't. I think you, if you're talking about tanks and missiles and jets and stuff like that, but that's not how they're going to beat us. They're doing this from subversion, infiltration. Controlled politicians. You know, that's how they're doing this. I mean, that's how they're taking this down. We're in the end game right now, and like we're in it. I just had I just had two incredible guys on talking about embracing China. These guys.
Who
Embracing
is
China,
it?
embracing communist China, America's greatest strategic failure. That's gonna be on Nino's Corner.tv.
Who is it? Who are the guys?
James Fennell and Bradley Thayer. They
Okay.
wrote the book, they're authors, and it was actually really, really, really good. We just had this discussion, and then whether this is going to go kinetic, but we're not going to go kinetic until we're completely depleted, our resources are strained, infrastructure is ruined, and that's what's happening. It's like the controlled demolition of America. That's what we're seeing right now, and I think China has a big stake in this.
Well, I don't think it'll be just for argument's sake. I don't believe that it's going to go kinetic until I think the elements that are going to cause kinetic activity is going to be when the EBT cards run out and the grocery stores are empty. And well, that or but or people that are here who are reliant upon government subsidy and that it's gone. When that's gone and there's no more jobs and it's just at that point, people are going to be desperate and they're going to do everything that they possibly can to try to survive. And the people who have prepared are going to have to fight them off. And that's the kinetic activity.
Well, that'll be the inside of America just going to hell in a handbasket right there,
Right. But that's not
which is
necessarily
what's
going to be.
desired.
That's not going to be, I'll just call it CW, CW 2.0. I don't believe that's going to be CW because it's not going to be two factions fighting for control. It's going to be one group of people fighting for survival against another group of people who have been prepared to survive. You see what I'm saying?
They're actually preparing for this. And there's a lot of people. I know a lot of people that are leaving, man, this country right now. Do you know them?
Oh,
A
yeah.
lot of people are
A lot of
taking off.
expats. But
I'm
see,
really freaking out on that. Like podcasters that I know of that are telling me they're taking off. Like they're like, yo, I'm out. Like they're getting ready to leave.
I understand that, but where are they going to go?
That's my point.
I mean, so here, so the,
South America,
let
but
me
like, go ahead.
address that real quick. If you leave the United States, you relieve your ability to arm yourself. Because you can't be armed in some of these other places. You can't protect yourself. When you're in the United States, at least you have the ability to protect yourself. You're not going to have that when you go when, if you go to other countries, because they will not allow you to own anything like that. In the United States, at least you'll have that ability. Now, that'll come with other risks, but the risks that are here are going to be, I mean, you're not going to be without risk anywhere you go. The big, but the bigger you, the big, the risk that is here is going to be really the closer in proximity you are to city centers, the bigger at the most, the more at risk you're going to be.
Jeez.
So,
Well, Ron, I appreciate you coming on. I told you I'll just keep this to 30 minutes. So, folks,
yeah, no
there's a lot
worries.
to the story than to TikTok than you know. And we're just lifting the veil for you all to see. There's a lot to uncover here. If you really dig into it, you're going to see that a lot of people stand to profit, not even buying the company, just having the influx of users go to their company, and massive influx, massive migration would happen with to for Meta, Google stands to profit, Facebook, FluffTube. There's way more to this. There's way more to this, and I just kind of wanted to lift the veil up and let people see. Bullshit. Okay.
You know, there's the I've been really wrestling recently with I dare I call it being blackpilled, because I'm not a black I'm not, I'm not I don't struggle with blackpilled, right? But I mean, I'm not going to say that I don't struggle with blackpilled at all. But you know, the how many times have we been told we're going to have a near-death experience? Okay, and I agree with that sentiment. I agree it's going to be near death. What that looks like, I don't know, but I'm looking at things that are happening around me and I'm like, man, this is getting kind of scary. But that's the whole freaking point. It's supposed to be scary. It's supposed to, and I mean, even it's going to be scary for me. It's going to be scary for everybody. And the best thing that you could do is to mitigate that fear by being prepared. So,
Well,
I mean, I do the best that I can. What's that?
here's the good news and the bad news. I'll give you the good news and the bad news. Good news is we'll know by this time next year what's going on. The bad news is if we're still in this situation, it's not good. There's no good news. So
Right.
that's the good news and the bad news. Good news is if we're in this situation by 2025 and it's April, and we're still stuck with Biden and still trying to figure this out, or who knows. Or nothing can get figured out yet. Well, that's my biggest hope is it's we all know that there's going to be, I feel, okay, my opinion on this is that we get to or close or during, and there's some kind of halt. Then some things transpire, and then there's a jujitsu move that happens within this time period of this pause, and the dust begins to settle by February, March, okay? And then we start realizing what's really going on here. And maybe there's some kind of nuclear scare or something like that. I don't know. I don't know. But if we're still in the situation that we were that we're in now, and he's still hanging on and there's nothing being done, we're screwed. We're screwed. Like, it's
Yeah.
kind of like I'm scared they're gonna grab the ball, hold on to it, take a knee and run out the clock and just never ever give up power. You know,
Maybe. I just don't think, well, I think that, they can try to do that, but I think
gotta be real
that,
careful what we're saying on here because this video is going really well so far.
no, well, I'm not, I get it. The hubris of the powers that be is going to be their downfall. Right. I mean, they are so confident that they're going to win and that is going to be their undoing, I believe. Because you can't, what did you say earlier? I don't know what I don't know.
Yeah.
And that's the same position they're in. They don't know what they don't know. They
You know,
think
it
they
reminds
know.
me, I think you were the one that said it about the hockey team, America
Yeah.
versus Russia, where they didn't know what to do
Right. They don't know what to
when they
do.
actually when they were behind.
That's right.
They were so used to winning all the time, they didn't know what to do when they were down.
That's right.
And the clock was running out. Isn't that something? I
Yeah.
feel
And
like we're gonna be in that situation.
I agree. And we have the advantage because, we're going to be the ones that are unpredictable. Now they think they can do the prediction. They have all this AI stuff and, it's like the AI only knows what it's fed. Okay. And if AI is fed stuff, and it's making judgments, and it's because it is sentient or whatever, but it's only sentient based on the information that it's filled with. But if it starts to learn a whole new algorithm by way of behavior from patriots that completely changes its perspective,
Yeah.
and again, I'm assuming that AI is sentient. I don't know that for a fact, but I mean, you look at the things that are out there now and the things that they admit that we have, it's like it's 30 years old,
Yeah.
right? I mean, there's so much technology out there. I was listening to a gentleman who was talking about the interview or the discussion between Tucker and Rogan recently. And he's like, man, he's like, I cannot believe that they were saying some of the things that they were saying. And I haven't actually watched the interview
I haven't watched
or the
it.
dis what's that?
I haven't watched it,
Yeah,
no.
I haven't watched it, so I don't know what he's talking about. But he was just like, man, he's like, they're talking about things that they want. I mean, they're trying to steer us in a direction where the power,
Consciousness.
right.
And we start asking questions.
Yeah, but who's steering them? Is it good? Are they good forces or bad forces?
Well, I have to listen to the discussion to decide if that's
Right,
good.
right. That's my
Yeah.
saying. But about what the point that the guy that I was listening to was saying, he says he's not convinced that the people that are steering Rogan and Tucker are forces for good. He's not convinced of that. But he's not saying they're good or bad. He's just saying he's not convinced one way or the other.
All right, Ron, we'll stick around. I want to talk to you after this. Folks,
Copy that.
get to ninoscorner.tv, ninoscorner.tv to hear a lot more in-depth interviews. I can't upload on Rumble right now, so, and you can't either, right?
No. And you find me at untoldhistory.us.
Sweet.
I haven't been uploading nearly as much recently because I've been focusing on preparations, just because I don't want to be, man, I don't want to be left holding the bag and not have something that I need. So I've really, that's been my focus recently, to probably to the detriment of my channel, but that's just what I've been doing.
Pretty crazy how around the same time the sale of or the ban of TikTok, now Rumble's taking a massive hit. From what I understand, they're like, man, this is nationwide. We don't know what's going on. So I talked to one of the guys at Rumble. So let's see what happens, folks.
Yeah.
Now we're in uncharted waters. Let's see what happens. You can always go to the safe place, ninoscorner.tv for now. All right.
And you know what? I'd like to say something about that real quick. And stop complaining about $3 a month for freaking Nino's Corner. It's so ridiculous. I mean, number one, it's not free for you to have that.
It's
And number
not.
two,
I
it's
pay a
not
lot
even, I
then.
mean, it's less than a cup of coffee. Yeah, it gives, you know what, it benefits you, but what the one thing that it does do is it gives you the freedom to be able to say whatever you want to say without being censored whatsoever. And I mean, that's something that can't be bought for. And you doing that and charging $3 a month does not make you a, as they say, patriot. It just it
Yeah.
does, that's not how it works.
Maybe if I have
And
an maybe if I got an OnlyFans, they'd be okay with it. Are they not good? Are people that do
Well,
Only? No, I'm just a serious question. Are the
rumor on
people
the
on
street is you have an
OnlyFans
OnlyFans.
grifters? Are they
Rumor,
grifters? If I was like a camera, am I still a grifter or is that totally acceptable? That's acceptable though.
I heard the rumor on the street was that you did have an OnlyFans, but it was just under a different name.
Oh, you got me. That's where I make my moolah, people. All right, Ron. Thanks, bro. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure, brother. So good to see you.